To all our listeners, our Open Comments community, here's a special sneak peek into our upcoming episode with John Linford, Forum Director, Security and OTTF, The Open Group. This preview features John discussing security and zero trust in a nutshell.
At its highest level, security is the ends to the means of effective risk management. So every organization wants to effectively manage, in particular in this case, their cybersecurity or information security risk. And security provides the way for the organization to do that. So this involves security professionals working with management to understand what the concerns of the organization are, the concerns of management are, and then analyze and understand threats in their ecosystem, in their environment, acting against those concerns. Ideally, when you're analyzing these risks, you're going to be trying to do so quantitatively. That way, when you are looking at prioritizing your mitigations or in overall benefit from implementing a control, you're able to communicate that in the same language that the organization already speaks. So, currency. So that's kind of security in a very high level. The specific controls that are implemented, the specific processes that are followed, policies that might be put in place are going to depend upon the goals of the organization. But they are all aimed at effectively managing risk that the organization is facing. Zero trust then is an approach to doing that. So zero trust accepts the fact that the network perimeter is unlikely to be particularly secure, especially now. It used to be thought that if somebody was inside of the perimeter, you could trust them. They were going to be able to move throughout your network and not be getting into things that they shouldn't. We saw in sort of the early 2000s, the Jericho Forum acknowledged the fact that the perimeter isn't necessarily all that secure. And then that turned into their concept of deperimeterization, moving away from that emphasis on the network to where we are now, where we're looking at shifting security to the asset, the thing, the individual as close to whatever it is that is needing to be secured, so that when somebody gets inside your network that shouldn't be there, because that is inevitable, we need to assume breach or assume compromise, we're going to be verifying each activity that they're trying to do, ensuring that they have the permissions required and the need to access that material, and that they are accessing it from a device that they're meant to be using or a location that is reasonable. So for instance, they're not trying to, access one asset in San Francisco and then 30 minutes later access a different asset from Japan, right? That's going to set off some flags. So zero trust is really about shifting your security as close to the asset or the data as possible, and then continuously verifying access attempts.
Thank you, John, for providing us with an overview. And to all our listeners, please stay tuned for the full episode coming soon. Thank you.